But particularly think of you undergoing a successful healing. Now, several people will need a little healing, so first of all, let's get Lorraine right here. Everybody wants to touch. Let me see, we're all touching, so that's okay.
We'll just stay right here, we're all connected.
Just close the gap. We're all linked by a touch.
Yes, we are.
As soon as Bill David gets done with this thing.
I almost dropped my plant, Blaine. This group's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to hell.
Really?
Let the healing energy descend. Power flow.
Oh, make believe. Okay.
Think of a perfect feet, both being perfect. Think of that. It's possible. It's possible. You believe. You believe it can happen now. And that makes you say, it can happen. It really can happen. It's not like it's vaguely possible. She realizes, I see my feet as being perfect. And all of a sudden you actually feel the energy flowing through your body healing you, and you go that's good. Two need a healing for sure. I'm sure all of us need something. Okay, we'll go around, and if anybody had any impressions they want to share, feel free. Who wants to be first? Nobody wants to be first.
My first impression was you were just going as far as you could to see how far we just follow along with you.
That is kind of true. Okay.
I saw something interesting. It was kind of like a circus tent, only it was translucent and clear, and it was like crystal beads, and it was going over our property, and it was like a curtain of protection. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, good. Well, we'll start with you then. Larry, you're next. Have any impressions you want to share?
I didn't really see anything real different.
A lot of times when I close my eyes, I see dark, you know, like I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
This time I seem to see a lot of light, you know, it's full of light, but I didn't get any specific pictures or anything.
Okay.
I had a basket of gold yarns.
Gold yarns?
Mm.
Well, that ought to be a good sign. Maybe we're all going to get rich, huh?
Sure.
Some wealth problems.
Interesting. Okay.
Nothing really that noteworthy for me.
What did you feel?
I felt good.
Talk about a guy understating things.
Well, he's a lot like Josh, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's why you two, are you sure you're not brothers?
No, we're from the same town, though. So.
Yeah. Same town, is everybody in your town like you two?
Huh?
Is other people like you two?
No.
You two have, you both have very unique personalities that you don't see very often. And it's interesting that your friends are so much the same.
Don't take it any other way.
Well, I think Stephen Wright is a lot like him. You know who Stephen Wright is?
Yeah. I can see that.
Just need to age a little bit, so.
The hair to come into its own.
Nicely put.
Yeah, Natalie?
I have a lot of warmth in my chest area. My body had a complete physical reaction. I saw everything that you were describing. Right forward and back, clockwise, and then when you got to a point, I went counterclockwise and forward and back again, and I was right there with you.
Okay. Adam?
Anybody see the new mini series or series on Starz, Camelot?
Camelot?
Nobody in this room saw that.
No.
I've seen Camelot.
Well, it was a free weekend at a grandma's house. So. Well, Joseph Fiennes, he plays Merlin, and so the thought of Merlin came to my mind, and people kept asking him why he wouldn't use his powers anymore. He says because it costs. People didn't understand that at first, and he said the price of something to the effect that the price of maturity is often loneliness. And so he was still in the process of figuring out when to use his magic, but I thought that was an interesting statement. That
You interrupted a moment here. Just tell me a moment. Leave him alone.
I don't believe you people. I've seen that.
Well, so now we've heard from Steven.
Oh,
all
right, you might check it out when it comes out on TV.
I've seen a couple of them, pretty good.
It's got an interest. You have seen it.
And also, the show Merlin was pretty good, too.
I watched all of them. The whole Camelot thing, so he's fascinating.
I like Joseph Fiennes, though. I really liked him in that Flash Forward movie, the series. Did you see that?
I didn't see Flash Forward.
Yeah, that was really great.
Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Well, I like him in that, too. He's a great actor.
Yeah. The phrase, it costs, came to...
Oh, yeah. Which one was he in Flash Forward?
He was the investigator, investigating what caused the Flash Forward.
Okay.
Yeah, the one with the wife that...
Oh, yeah. He was like the main guy.
My
impression is a big Hannah Wright guard.
I'm ready for one.
Adam and Diodon.
No.
I believe it. I said fine for 2 days.
Okay. I didn't really get an impression, but I got what I did receive was, because I typically think of myself as being pretty insignificant with so many wonderful, intelligent human beings. Well, no, I'm just being really honest.
Yeah.
But when you took us, you know, past the far reaches of the universe in the darkness, and I was trying to imagine me, little old me, being created in this space, and the message I got was, I'm going to start crying. We are also significant.
Yeah.
Cool. We are all so significant.
That's a general principle. You have value.
Yeah, so that's what I got. And it was very cool.
Well, that's great.